Here's one of the points, and that is that basically President Obama has said that he would not support an Israeli strike against Tehran. He says he will not support that. He asked Israel to stand down. A lot of people didn't think that that was the correct thing to do because it is their national security. But then when Mitt Romney's foreign policy advisor suggested that, in fact, he would back an Israeli strike against Tehran, Mitt Romney, then Mitt Romney sort of backed away from that. So what are we really talking about here? Are these just words?
We're talking about no one wants a war. And I think that's the responsible thing to do, is to continue to push toward peace. I don't think that you can call a president who has a kill list as someone who looks away when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to national security, when it comes to foreign relations and foreign policy. I don't think that's a fair assessment. Now, you might not be happy with exactly the measure he's taken, but to say that he's looking away and ignoring Iran, I think is highly inaccurate way of characterizing the way he's handled this. No one wants a war. And no one can afford a war, which is another part of the conversation that we're not having. We can't afford to fight. And so we're hoping that sanctions and diplomacy would be first. And what we don't need, as I said earlier, is someone who is saying words that would incite a war.